Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Plan B is an organization that's been established to support strategic legal action against climate change. And today we're speaking with Tim Crossland, the director of Plan B, about his organization, its mission, and also why they chose to use a .earth domain extension. And Tim, how are you doing today?
Hi there, Matt. I'm really well. Looking forward to the podcast.
Likewise. Thank you so much for taking the time today. And let's jump right in. Give us a high-level overview of Plan B, its vision, mission, how it got started, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, a lot of people will have heard about the Paris Agreement on climate change. And this was the big UN agreement that was negotiated last December, and it's due to come into force in early November. And there are two things that everyone should try and understand about that agreement, even if it seems a little bit technical. And the first is that everybody agrees our future, our collective future, everybody on this planet, it really depends on limiting global warming to 1.5 or well below 2 degrees Celsius. That's the first thing everyone should know. The second thing is that we remain on course for 3 to 4 degrees Celsius warming in the course of this century. Now, to put that in slightly less technical terms, that gap between the aim and the actions that have been agreed, that is the difference between life and death on a vast scale. It's the difference between peace and war. It's the difference between prosperity and poverty. And that gap exists because the UN process, the intergovernmental process, while setting the goal, doesn't provide accountability for meeting it. In other words, it sets a target. It says we've got to keep warming to 1.5 or well below 2 degrees, but nobody's responsible for meeting it. And that was partly because with a Republican-controlled Congress in the US, it just wouldn't have been possible to get an agreement through that imposed real obligations. Now, when the political process stalls, the next stop is the courts. And this is really where Plan B comes in. And the idea of Plan B is to support coordinated strategic legal action to ensure that governments and companies are made accountable for meeting that temperature goal. And by doing so, the aim is to keep the planet one that we can all live on.
Wow, what an incredible mission. And thanks for that background there. So I'm going to go off the script a little bit here based on our original question. So it's all about holding accountability, if you will, like you mentioned, the legal action. What is Plan B as an organization doing to ensure or help push along the accountability, if you will?
So what we've seen is over the years, the odd climate litigation action here and there. And in the last few years, this has really started to build the momentum. But it's complicated and it's difficult. And lawyers need to understand the science. They need to understand what's actually happening. They need to understand whether Hurricane Sandy or whether Typhoon Yolanda was actually caused by climate change. And they also need to understand some difficult legal arguments. Now, for this plan to work, we want NGOs all over the world, whether they're in Kenya, whether they're in India, whether they're in Tuvalu, buying into it and bringing actions demanding accountability for the damage caused by climate change. And they need some support with that. They need the resources. They need technical resources. They need legal understanding. And that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to work in this networked way, offering to support to the people, citizens, platforms, NGOs all over the world to put them in a position to bring action, to get justice for themselves and the funds to protect themselves and secure their futures. And the reason that works strategically for everybody not just the victims, is it helps to harness market forces to that long-term goal. If fossil fuel companies are liable for the damage that results from fossil fuels, that gives them an extra incentive to invest, or for investment generally to move into clean technologies and clean energy, and to get us to the point everybody knows we need to get to quickly enough, because this is all about time and we're running out of time.
Yeah, speaking of running out of time, and you talked about this a little bit at the top of the podcast about the consequences of climate change, and it's hugely significant, and there's lots of people, organizations, and politicians that basically have their head in the sand about how dire of a problem it is. Tell us a little bit more about the consequences of climate change.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my story as well, and how I came to this, which is a slightly different angle, because it's not thinking about polar bears on ice floats, for example, which is, you know, an important factor, but that's just not where I've come at this from. And I started out as a lawyer specializing in international criminal law and human rights law. And I was the head of legal at what was the UK's National Criminal Intelligence Service. And that took me to places like Kenya and Nigeria and other developing countries. And I started to hear and understand some of the things that were going on in those parts of the world. And let me give you one example. Climate change is causing the Lake Chad water basin to dry up. And that is absolutely essential to millions of people in Nigeria, in Niger, in Cameroon, and in Chad. Now, those people are being displaced because they can no longer live where they were living. They're homeless, and they're driven into the arms of Boko Haram, the terrorist organization with a stronghold in northern Nigeria. So it's a really interesting example of how climate change is not just about environmental concerns. It's a trigger for international security situations. And another similar example, which is very relevant to us all at the moment, between 2007 and 2011, there was the worst drought in Syria's history. And that is attributable to climate change. And what that drought meant was that millions of Syrian farmers were unable to make sustainable livings. They had to leave their homes in the countryside. They fled into Damascus, the capital of Syria. This was about the same time that Damascus was struggling to cope with an influx of refugees from Iraq. And what researchers from Columbia University in the US tell us is that climate change was actually one of the triggers for the Syrian civil war. The way that it interacts with these other stresses, these other factors, becomes a catalyst. And of course, the Syrian civil war now is not just a tragedy and a living nightmare for everybody in Syria. It's also got an international security dimension for all of us. So really what I'm just trying to do there is highlight some of the less obvious things. We know about the storms. We know about the flooding. we know about rising sea levels and the threat to cities like New York, the threat to countries like Bangladesh. But it's the way that climate change is contributing to insecurity internationally, to displacement of people, that I think makes this the most urgent priority for everybody right now.
Absolutely. It's very urgent. Thanks for sharing those your background and insights on that. Yeah, there's a lot more to it, like you said, than just the polar bears being impacted. Let's shift real quick. You know, as an organization with using a .earth domain extension, tell us about why you chose to go that route, you know, Plan B .earth, if you will.
Sure. Well, I think partly because of the complexities around this subject, a lot of people are put off by that. A lot of people feel this is going to take them a long time to understand. So it was really, really important to us that our branding was clear. So Plan B, quite a nice, clear concept. We need a different strategy. And it seemed like a really good omen that just as we were setting this up, the .earth top-level domain became available, because Plan B .earth, it's beautifully simple. It conveys a lot of the things that we stand for, that we believe in. This is about protecting everything that lives on the planet, people, all forms of life, really. So it was a very effective way of communicating our values and what we stand for.
That's
just one point to add to that. The sort of thing that would have been completely wrong for our domain name would have been planb.uk. I mean, we're registered in the UK, but fundamentally climate change is a global challenge. It requires everybody to work together. It needs global solutions. This is something, of course, we're not generally very good at. Our nation-state system isn't particularly good at dealing with things that cross borders. And so really a country-level domain name would have been completely wrong for what we're trying to do here.
That's great. Appreciate those insights there. Let's talk just real quickly here just about branding of Plan B. You mentioned that the .earth domain is obviously good for that because it provides clarity, in terms of your mission. So, tell us a little bit more about some of the branding that you're going to do and how .earth helps. I guess go a little bit deeper on that, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, one of the things I think it does is it conveys integrity really, really quickly. It conveys this holistic attitude of looking at life on Earth as a whole, as a complex, interconnected system where one consequence here has maybe unforeseen consequences elsewhere. And this is the sort of thing that's really important for us to get across quickly. So that's what we try to do with the branding. One of the things we have on the website as well are photographs of people all over the world in their homes after flooding that's been caused by climate change. And again, this is about getting that message across to people fast and quickly that this is happening now. This is happening to people, not just to polar bears. And that everyone has a stake in that. And again, I feel this is where that .earth domain is really consistent and helpful to getting our message across.
That's great. Tim, this has been an outstanding podcast interview and very enlightening on many levels. And before we sign off today, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we may have missed?
Well, just a couple of things really quickly. First of all, I'd like to thank you, and I'd like to thank Jacob Williams from the .earth team for the support and the idea in putting this together. I think it's been really good talking to you. It's been fun. And secondly, just to urge anybody who's listening, anybody who's interested in taking real action, strategic action to tackle climate change, to get involved and to contact us through the website, which I can remind people is Plan B.
What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Tim Crossland, the director of Plan B. Tim was kind enough to share his insights about the state of climate change, provide an update on his organization Plan B, and also talk about the viability and value of using a .earth domain extension. And Tim, thank you so much for your time today.
Many thanks, Matt. Take care.
You too.